This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Season 2 of the Pat and JT podcast.
Oh my, now I'm here at last. The best time, always gonna be the best. Come on!
Exclusively on the Herd App Media Network.
All right, so we're fixing to get ready to have a big old train wreck today. Thanks for listening to our podcast. We have not like it's ever really a train wreck when Heidi is on the show, but today it's more so because we're all three in different locations embedded with the troops, and this could be a disaster.
Yeah,
we're basically what?
I totally trust your behind-the-scenes technology, Pat. You're the best IT guy
there
is.
You need to get out more.
That's a terrible statement. Yeah. Hank, talk to more IT people.
Oh, my.
They try to avoid me.
This is what it sounds like. Like, at the end of news stories, like, when they're – and I don't know why news people – at the end of a live whatever report, they have to say, thanks for being on. And they have to wait for the other person to say, you're welcome. Like, there's always that 5 seconds where there's that delay. And that's what this is like. There'll be huge delays. And it's like, it's one of those things. I don't know why on the news they do that. It drives me crazy.
Mentioning that, this made me think, because I always think of, like, on most TV shows, when you see somebody on the phone, they very rarely ever say goodbye. They just hang up. And I always think that's a good plan, like on the news. They should just say the report and they should just expect that nobody's going to say thank you. And just, they're done. You're done. That's
right.
It. Just go away.
Yeah. Yeah. And like when they say, hey, thanks, Randy, for the live report. And he'll say, you're welcome. He's like, well, that's my job. My boss told me to. So you know what?
I got paid for this.
I had to do it.
You know, I have the privilege of working with a few folks who used to be in broadcast media, and the culmination of their stories are, and especially the female ones that I hear, are either you're fat, you suck, or I really like the shoes you wore. Like, it's either like super demeaning or super creepy. And very few in between are like, you're doing an outstanding broadcast journalism job.
True.
Right. Women in TV are just, I remember when Courtney Garish was here and she would tell us all the time that if she changed anything with her appearance or had like a shirt, whatever, that somebody didn't like they have no problem letting the women know what their makeup was off or their teeth had what lipstick on, whatever. Mm-hmm. People are dirt bags.
They are. You might have talked about this before, but there was a male reporter and it was a different state. I just remembered reading about it online. Who purposely wore the same suit to prove a point, and no one like called him out on it. And then after the fact, he like shared with viewers, like, how shallow are all of you and what double standards, you know, I basically wore the same thing. No one batted an eye. No one called in to complain, because guess what? It shouldn't matter what I'm wearing. It should matter. You know what
sometimes
news
what people are wearing,
right?
Because they try. It's like they try so hard to make everything look coordinated, it's almost distracting. And I almost wish, I mean, seriously, there are times when I'm just like, you know what, a uniform would be awesome. I mean, just this is
right?
What a news person wears, and that's what you wear.
Well, if overly polished and overly coordinated could potentially backfire and make you look incompetent, then I am the biggest genius there is right now, because I am sloppy.
Well, that would be a great
time. You never
want to
doubt.
This would be
never
a great time to implement uniforms anywhere, because everything's so messed up with our work society. Like, if we could all wear just a fleece and khakis, or like scrubs or whatever, just to normal accounting jobs, why not?
Yeah.
That would be outstanding.
I mean, seriously, just make it easy.
I still chalk up my lack of fashion sense to that I had several formative years in Catholic grade school. Because, you know, you didn't have to think about it. And I loved it. So I either lived between school uniform, and that was, let me think back. I went to public school first through fifth, private school sixth through basically high school. And I didn't have to think from sixth grade on about what I was going to wear, not only for like the day, but then you just transition into whatever whether, you know, back in the 90s, the windsuits, you know, whatever you wore to like your suits, your athletic event. Freaking bring back the windsuits, man. God, those did not live long enough.
You can't sneak up on anybody. They're comfortable. Like that. You're
can't
right. Bring back the
up.
Wind pants. That's going to be the title of today's podcast, too. You can't.
There's something to be said when you unzip that bomber looking jacket, the shiny, like, I'm ready to play, y'all. I don't know about you, but I'm unzipping my wind jacket.
Oh, I was always nervous when we would play, you know, whatever, some other high school in basketball, and they came in with like legit warm-ups. You're like, oh, we are in trouble. We were in trouble most of the time anyway, but we are in super big trouble. Because they got
well, I just remember
pants.
The biggest intimidating move I had was like ripping off the tearaway pants. Like,
right?
It's on. It's on. So it was like it predated LeBron, like putting the puff of that was LeBron, right? Puff of chalk up in the air.
Oh, I don't remember.
Man, predate that. That's wind.
You know what?
Tearing off those snap
and
pants.
On top of it, tearing them off. Those tearaways. You can't do that slowly. Or it looks ridiculous. You have to be. You have to have intention.
No,
it has to be a movement.
You have to commit. Yep, you're right. And the talk about the great equalizer is when you and this. I can speak from experience. This has happened because we had my junior years when we first got our ripaways. So I got called. I was the sixth man, best sixth man. Never. And I got called into the game and I did the rippy thing. Got out instantly. I was the first person to touch the ball when it was thrown inside. Turnover.
Oh, Pat.
So just humiliating. Completely takes the wind out of the sails of the rippy.
Hey, can I tell you one of the most intimidating, spoken from experience, uniform pieces to ever wear? And I'm so old. These were just like starting off back in the day. Well, I shouldn't say that. They were a little late to old Ron Colley. We didn't always have the state-of-the-art uniforms. But the freaking bun huggers for volleyball. Like there's nothing like, and I get like legit volleyball players. They will swear up and down that they're the most comfortable things ever. Mm-hmm. But when you're used to like normal size shorts and you basically go to play volleyball in tall socks, knee pads, and on your underwear.
Yeah.
That's a fun feeling. Like,
well, when you're in high school or college and you are in extremely great shape, of course they're comfortable. But if you don't have like the volleyball,
the
whatever bot, like those are the most, that would be the most, the bun to hug. Like,
you know how we years ago how we did that slow pitch league, Jill, we should have a all adult, you have to be at least 32 years or older, bun hugging volleyball league.
Oh
I
my
think
God!
We get flagged.
Oh man! I think that's a great idea, and it's not just girls. It's a unisex. Is it unisex? Bisex? What's it called when there's two sexes?
What?
Co-ed? Whatever. Yeah, that.
All of them? What?
I couldn't think. All the sexes. Whatever. Hey, who knows?
By the way, why aren't they called morgueticians? Oh, I caught that on your last podcast. I'm like, morguetician is the most accurate description of what that person does.
Right. Not a mortician. They work in the morgue. They're morgueticians.
Yeah.
Good. I'm glad.
I think that
sense.
I think we should live stream all co-ed 32 over volleyball butt hugger games to anyone with kids. It just live streams it right into their cell
That'd
phone
be one
feed,
way to get,
so that they
you
just
know,
can't get
be
away
one way to
from
attract,
mom and dad showing their
yeah,
athleticism.
You can attract a more mature demographic to Twitch doing that. We'll just throw it on Twitch, and let people watch us play.
You guys, there are some sick SOBs out there. I'm telling you, we'd kill. We would kill.
Buy up the URL.
We already have Sloppy Moms. That's still in play. So, you know, that could be a great kickoff live event for SloppyMoms.com. Just saying.
I'm just imagining, because you're talking co-ed, so you've got the moms who are probably saying, okay, the butt huggers are not fun to wear, and then the guys with no butts are wearing the butt huggers. There's nothing to hug.
Right.
And so,
That would look like the weirdest mono cheek, like have a guy just putting those tight ass shorts on and just covering, like, you know, there's no cheek differentiation when you get past a certain age for dudes.
Right. Oh my God. All right. So we've got that going for us.
Hey, I got something exciting later today that I thought I would share because I think listeners would get a kick out of this. I about said viewers. Thank God we're not live streaming right now. I get to talk to my childhood pastor who is in his 90s and, you know, long, long decades ago retired from, you know, our church. And I mentioned earlier, I went to private school. I'm not Catholic. I'm Protestant. So grew up in a Lutheran church. And I don't know if you guys have people like this in your life. This particular pastor was so, so influential in kind of just my view of God in general. Like, I feel like if you don't have that personal connection of someone who you don't feel is trying to sell you something or who's like over the top trying to convert you to this or that, mm-hmm. like he's just a mm-hmm. good guy that, you know, you walk away from every conversation and you're like, if there's not better evidence that God exists because someone like this, you know, was born into the world, whose like sole purpose is to build other people up. Like, I don't know what's better evidence of that. And what I was going to say is I'm talking to him later and we talk, you know, if we're lucky, maybe once or twice a year. And then we write letters, which I love. Like, I don't have anybody besides him that every now and then we'll write letters. And I bring that up because it's interesting to think. And I ask, you know, asking you guys, when someone like that, you know, I hate to be morbid, but that people like that don't live forever. And when someone like that leaves your life, it just leaves such an imprint on, like, will anybody else think that I am as special as that person? You know, whether it's a grandma, right. a grandpa, whomever. So I am just like giddy beyond belief to get to talk to Pastor
Schmidt.
You know,
there's a person that was like that, or there is a person that's like that for me. And a couple, 3 years ago, I just was sitting here thinking, I thought about him and I hadn't seen him in years. And I called him and just out of the blue. And I hadn't talked to him probably, oh my God, probably since I was in my 20s. But he was always somebody that I thought about and he had made such an impact on my life and what I did. And just out of the blue called him and when I called him, I said who I was and he immediately was like, oh my God. You know, it was such a nice thing. Cause he immediately started asking questions about mom and dad, about what am I doing, this and that. And was totally on point. And like you said, he's much older. And I was worried when I called because I looked him up just to make sure that he hadn't passed away because I'm like, surely I would have heard because, you know, he was huge in my circle. Mm-hmm. And he lives in a different city. And when I called him and I was so glad I got to talk to him. Like I can understand totally what you're saying because it's like, man, that was something I always wanted to do was to tell him how impactful he was. And what a part he got to play.
That's exactly.
Awesome. I mean, you know, it may not mean much to them, mm-hmm. but I think it does. But just to be able to say that to somebody and say, you know what, just wanted to let you know what a part you played in some of the choices I made, you know, and it was.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, how cool to be able to say that to them. I had that person in my life when I moved to Tulsa, my boss down there, her name was Jan Dean. And I, from the second I met her, we had this connection and I've never had a better friend than I did with her. Like there was stuff going on in our lives for infertility, all this stuff. And she would, there wasn't anything more important in the world than helping me get through whatever I need to get mm-hmm. through. I've never had anybody like that before. And she passed away a few years ago. She was young, 42 when she died. She had brain cancer, but I was able to tell her before when she got to that point where she knew she wasn't going to bounce back. And able to tell her that how much she meant and that I'll never find anybody like her as a friend. And she's just fantastic. So being able to tell them that, and she had a lot of friends like that. So she had that like in waves coming at her. So you still think, well, I'm one of 50 people saying that to her, but I know for a fact that means something.
Exactly. Them. Yeah,
absolutely. And I don't know, it's probably this combination of this time of year. Gosh, I'm so looking forward to spring. I'm sure, you know, I'm not alone. And it seems, you know, the activity calendars are getting busy again. And, I got my second COVID shot by vaccine.
Nice.
So that's exciting. I'm fully vaccinated.
Way to go.
So it's, I know, I'm excited. So I just feel like it's transitional. You know, we're getting the seasonal thing. I don't know if that causes me to stop and reflect a little more, but you know, you shouldn't wait. You know, that's my big deal. I talk, and I know I'm not the only person that's ever said this, but you go to funerals and you see all these family and friends talk about how unbelievably someone impacted lives. And we should just all hear that, you know, we should hear that while we're still around. And I'm grateful for you guys. I guess I bring it up just because every time you say, hey, we have an open spot on the calendar, you want to come chat? I mean, this just makes my day. So I hope people enjoy listening, but I gotta be honest, if we didn't have a single listener, I'd still enjoy the hell out of talking to you guys.
Well, you're about right on that one.
We'd still do it too. Trust me.
And let's be honest, you're the one that usually reaches out to us first, like, hey guys, what are you doing? Do you have any space this week? So let's just be honest, if we're being honest.
You're such a liar. You're begging for me. Begging. I'm like, talk to my publisher.
Mm-hmm. Which is your husband, Ryan.
Call my people. Call Ryan. Or my person. Call my people. Like, yes, totally. No, absolutely. But I think you make a really good point, though, because I think that with spring, a lot of people feel that way because it's kind of like that breath of renewal. Like right now I'm looking outside and if the sun isn't shining, this is like, it's been a while, right? You know, and you get the sunshine and things are melting and pretty soon you're going to start seeing robins everywhere. And then you're going to see green coming out of the trees, but there is something about that, but it might be like a good, not necessarily a resolution or anything like that, but maybe just to, you know, figure out who would you like to call just to let them know, the impact that they had. And instead of waiting until, like you said, you go to a funeral and you're talking to everybody else and you didn't get a chance to tell them, even though I know they know, but it's just nice to be able to say that.
Absolutely. I feel we're kind of the age that we reach out when we need stuff, you know, you'll really only hear from me when I'm telling you what I can or can't do or what I do or don't need from you. And, you know, trying to maintain a level of sensitivity, there are people who are coming out on the other side of the spring without loved ones. And that's the tough pill to swallow, too, because when people in my life, and I think of my grandma, my mom's mom, you know, when she passed, it was like life just wasn't going to be the same. And, you know, and I had a cousin the same way, you know, life isn't going to be the same ever, no matter how well my heart heals. That phase has passed and it was sacred when it happened, but I have to learn to live a new reality, you know, without that person or people. And so my heart does go out to anybody who's, you know, going through a tough span. I always tell people, you know, not to make light of it. It's just one of those, this time too shall pass and things will be different. You know, things will never quite be the same, but they will be different and you will be able to breathe again and think a little clearly. So, yeah, I guess it's a deep motivational talk today. Sorry about that.
Well, yeah, no, that's good though. Like, and it's good that I think the time that we live in, we kind of bitch. I'm one of them that bitches about, you know, the kids having phones and all the time on their phones. And I get that. But just this morning, I got a notification on Google that my Google Drive was full. I need to buy more space. It's like, okay, well, so I went and you can organize it by file size and you can start deleting if you don't want to buy more space. And all of them were my old, How Does a Boy videos that I did. And I'm like, oh, I haven't watched these forever. Oh. And I just clicked one right in the middle. And it was when Sophia was like 8 and 10 and Bennett was 10. And it's just so cool that I have that to go back and look at those times that you're talking about. And then the kids will be able to go back and look at that because it's really hard to impress on them. And I don't know if you've tried this, Heidi, or if it's as equally as frustrating for you with your kids, but to get my kids to live in the moment and realize grandma and grandpa aren't going to be here forever. These times you're going through, good or bad, aren't going to last forever. So take advantage of everything you possibly can right now. And they're like, okay, yeah, whatever. And they fart and leave the room. It's like, you know, it's so frustrating.
No, I think that's every kid though. It's every kid. I do. Cause honestly, I was just sitting here thinking when you were talking about your grandmother passing away, I just realized I've been alive longer without my grandmother than I was with her. And I was, when she passed away, and it's been a while since she passed away, but I had her through my formative years and I had her in my life every day. And I just realized, holy crap, I've been alive longer without her, but I think of her so often. And so like you were saying that this too shall pass and you will find a place where it feels good. Memories are okay. As opposed to feeling sorrowful that you don't have them physically with you. But I do, I think about her all the time, and it's just so crazy. Well, she's the one that I always blame with touching my hair when I'm sitting here, like grandma's around. Cause I think of her whenever something weird happens in this house. I'm like,
I'm still saying that's kind of weird. Like that's kind of freaky. Yeah.
I know, right? Just messing with me. That's okay. She's just messing with me. I get it. But it is, it's like, wow, damn it. I've been alive longer without her than I had her.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Well, and I'll tell you, I just have a couple years for the kids on you, Pat. Owen is off in college now, and I saw him, I don't know, it was about a week or so ago. I went to give him lunch. I just said, hey, I need to see you. Like, he wasn't homesick. I was sick of not seeing him. I was like, I need to see you. So I took him to. Yes,
I saw your
yes.
picture.
So
took
him to
that's
lunch.
Awesome.
And what was so funny is I said, did you need anything? Because the university sends these emails all the time. Like, do you want to send a care package for Valentine's Day? Do you want to send a care package? And I'm like, no, I'm not. Like, he's 45 minutes away. The kid doesn't need a care package, which sounds awful. But I told him, like,
but it's the truth.
I'll come and, you know, take you out to lunch. And he's cool with that. But I texted him. I said, well, what you want, some candy, some beef jerky? Like, you know, I'm thinking, what can I bring you? And he said, could I have like a Brita water filter? The water down here is kind of gross.
What?
Yeah. So I was like, okay. And so I looked it up online. I went to Target and I sent him a picture of a couple of different models. And one, I think one could hold more water than the other, but neither model exceeded $25. So again, not cheap, but not something that was hundreds of dollars. And he says to me,
right,
well, I kind of like the other one. If that's not too much money, I could contribute some for it. And I was like, who is this child who has inhabited my former, you know, adolescent rolling eyes? I don't want to take pictures. This kid will gladly take pictures with me. Now I can ask total strangers to take our picture. He will sit there and smile and hug me and,
wow.
I'm
I think someone misses his mom. Misses the mom.
Well, I
being
think
there every
just,
day.
They just start to mature. And I think, you know, again, when they're out on their own, you know, mom and dad took care of me. It's not that we were perfect by any stretch, but, you know, I love seeing the other side of it. And I've heard from parents who've had children, you know, go through these same phases. And it's just, it's so refreshing because he really was the one that I've got pictures and I will text them to him periodically. Remember how big of a shit you were when I asked you to take a picture? You know, because you could just see the fakes, the half smile, the glary look. And it's like, he's just coming out on the other side like a rock star. And I love it. I love it.
That's awesome.
Yes. Oh my God. That's awesome. Oh my God. That's great. That probably is just like a whole new experience. Getting like that experience of going to go see him.
Yeah.
I've seen him for a while. It's got to be. Kind of that's something completely different because you haven't been
been
down that
road
before.
And you're kind of like, I miss the fun side of just hanging out. You know, when we didn't have stuff to do and we didn't, you know, we weren't breathing down each other's necks. It's like, do you just have an hour? Can I just come steal you for an hour? It's great. I love it.
Yeah, no, that's cool. I do. I like those times too.
So thanks.
That's awesome.
So thanks for letting me steal you guys for an hour.
And you sound super good. You sound like you sound good. Like the quality of your, it's normally not that just phone quality.
Oh yeah. Well, I got, I'm also jumping on the AirPods bandwagon.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. I don't even remember. Ryan said the other day that he was due for a phone upgrade. It hasn't happened yet. But he was asking me about my phone, and I'm due for a phone upgrade. But that just isn't important to me. Like I could stay on an old model for years and years. But someone had shown me their noise cancellation AirPods, and my life was changed. I said, "Oh my gosh, if I can get this is what I want." Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm happy with it. They are.
They're the bomb.
You know, except
no
mine, I had to change the padding. Like it comes with the different sizes, you know, the one that's on it, then the small one, and then the big one. And I had to put the small ones on because apparently even my ear holes are fat because I can't squeeze those other ones in there. So I had to get the little skinny ones to jam them in there because it's hurting. Gosh damn it.
Well, maybe that explains why you
What's
don't
that?
Hear real well. You have,
you're
right?
Fat ears.
Your ear holes are small. You can't take all the information in.
Maybe that must be it.
That must be what it is. I'm sure you're not ignoring
me. No, not at all.
Well, hey, if you run into Nick Pat, I know I texted
awesome.
You,
but so you got going
compliment
on this week?
Nick on his last podcast. I sent him a tweet. That was awesome. He talked about, you know, the Tiger Woods' crash and just
real
perspective filled podcast. And I absolutely love those because I need a reminder. I definitely need a reminder. Every now and then.
I sent him a screenshot of your text and he appreciated that very
awesome.
Much.
Awesome. I love hearing uplifting stuff. Yeah. And him and Matt Schick, they're hilarious. You know, you got to tell them to calm it down because if they continue to put out the content they are, then I got to balance Pat and JT. I got to balance Schick and Nick. I'm still listening to Trey Kennedy. Love Trey Kennedy for his podcast. Correct Opinions.
Yes.
That's a name drop right there. I'm sure he really is appreciative of that. I act like we're on a first name basis.
Trey.
They're
Trey.
Great. Absolutely wonderful. You guys in particular, I can't believe the amount of content you're pumping out under Herd At Media. It's awesome.
It's crazy. And it's I love the pace of it. It's there's just a lot going on and it's fun. And it is. It's sometimes if you sit back and take a look at things, you're just like, holy crap. You know, if I step off the merry-go-round, can I get back on? This is crazy. Yeah. But it's all right. So what do you got going on this weekend? What are you
six basketball games and a softball practice. So that's what we're getting through. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't have to go to all the basketball games. I just pick and choose whatever ones. But I definitely go to the softball stuff, so.
Is that a thanks to COVID kind of thing where they don't allow a lot of people in? Or is that just mom?
That's just a third child. Third child mom being selective of what I want to do with my time.
Fair enough.
She just has a whole different set of rules. I love it. And I think it suits her too.
All right. So Heidi, you're awesome. Thanks for calling us repeatedly this week to be on the show. We appreciate it.
Do not be spreading these rumors.
Please. I have to set the record straight that this time.
Oh, okay, whatever.
Thank you.
That's fine.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, we did.
Well, thanks, Heidi. You're awesome.
All right, have a good rest of the week and weekend.
We will. Thanks. Bye. Text us 402-403-9478 or online. It's Pat and JT, Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook.
Pat and JT Podcast, a Herd At Media production.